Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
1 month from now, April 8th, the total solar eclipse will sweep across the U.S. 13 states from Texas to Maine will be in the path of totality. That's when the moon completely obscures the sun. First, the sky darkens and stars come out, and once glowing sun turns black and is surrounded by a ring of fire. Sounds pretty nice. To get us into the eclipse spirit, we've asked in Kelly Beattie, who's the senior editor at Sky and Telescope magazine. Welcome back, Kelly.
Hello, Lisa.
So the last time parts of the U.S. got to see the total solar eclipse was in 2017. Remind us what is happening during a total solar eclipse.
You know, the arrangement of the heavens is aligned. The sun and the moon and the earth are in a perfect alignment, and the moon casts its shadow on the earth. You literally can stand in the moon's shadow. Now, when it's total, as it will be in a month, that path is only about 120 miles wide. So imagine painting a stripe across the U.S. from southwest to northeast, starting in Texas, going over Dallas, going through the Midwest, over Cleveland, then Buffalo, and exiting out the Canadian Maritimes. In that path, people will see the sun completely covered. Everywhere else in the United States, we'll see a partial solar eclipse.
Now, that's the amazing part of this. I mean, this is an equal opportunity solar eclipse. You don't have to be in the path of totality to see something really cool.
You don't. And, you know, the closer you are to the path, the deeper the bite will be. I mean, like, if you're in Seattle, 20% of the sun will be covered. If you're here in Boston—
But that'll still be good.
That's good. That's, you know, you wouldn't know it unless you were aware that an eclipse was going on, because it's not really blocking out so much of the sun. But here in Boston, for example, 93% will be covered, and you'll notice. You'll see it weirdly darker, even though not completely dark.
For how long?
You know, for totality, this is— Two things here. The eclipse itself will last about 2.5 hours from start to finish. But the total part, if you can get into that path, will last up to 4.5 minutes. That's one of the longest ones in the 20th century. Definitely worth taking in if you can get into that path.
If you can get into that path, and we know that hotels are booked up and charging a lot of money for this. Delta has a flight where you can follow the eclipse from the sky. That sold out apparently in less than 24 hours. They may be adding another one. There are music festivals planned. What do you think is the perfect way to watch the eclipse?
You know, there's two schools of thought. Some people want to be all by themselves so they can just take in the aura of the event. And it can be very spiritual, very life-changing in some ways. And then other people just want to party. And so I will be partying in Fredericksburg, Texas, with a group of 250 people. I suspect lots of screaming and shouting will ensue.
Really? So you don't hush everybody up?
No way.
You've seen too many of them, I suspect. And one other thing. You say that people should get their protective glasses now.
Yeah. So, you know, everyone's going to see partial eclipse. And so in order to see that safely, to look up at the sun, you need to have these special glasses. Many people have them left over from 2017. If they're not cracked or damaged, they're still good to use again. But if you need them, order them now, because they will be sold out, I am sure, in most places. Check with your local library and so forth. But for those who are in totality, you know, you've really got a show coming up. I hope you all get to see it. And clear skies for all.
Great. Kelly Beattie, senior editor at Sky and Telescope. Thank you so much.
A pleasure.